I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
The unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium Grade A NFL news from a former NFL quarterback. And the other guy on 97.5 1280 The Zone. Powered by KSLSports.com.
Well, it is 97.5 1280 The Zone, The Zone Sports Network. Alex Keery, former NFL quarterback Scott Mitchell. Yeah, you heard the NFL Roundup music going on there. You're peeking out the window. What are you
I'm looking on? Out the window, Alex.
Yeah.
So I'm looking east from the,
southeasterly direction.
I'm in the southwest corner of Vivint Arena.
Southwesterly direction. Southeast is where we're looking.
I'm going to call it pretty much east.
Yeah.
Because we're kind of angled here.
Sure.
John Stockton, his statue, I can see it from where I am.
Yeah.
And guess what? His statue looks like.
Oh, I can guess he's got an accessory on there.
He does. He has a mask.
Oh, yeah. Here we go, people.
Someone put a mask on John Stockton's statue.
Here we go, people.
The people in the world that want to stay out of the spotlight
he's
and
been
just
pretty clear on
seem very kind of he's a very principled person, you know, he kind of stands,
you know.
He kind of went against the grain as a player. Everyone joked about him where he saved every penny that he had in I don't know. It's just a little bit surprising to me, I guess, that he was so outspoken about. Anyways, he's got a mask on outside the stadium right now.
Yeah. I mean, we knew his stance about it. So it's not a crazy thing to me that, I don't want to go to a game at Gonzaga either, all right? I get where he's coming from. I want to hang out in the
tunnel. I would.
No, I know. Hey, NFL Roundup, as always, brought to you by LHM Used Car Supermarket. Over 1,000 used vehicles in inventory. Shop online at LHMUsedCars.com. Scott, did we watch Tom Brady's last game yesterday? I mean, after everything was said and done, first of all, there's not a person, of all the games that were lost yesterday that were heartbreaking, I mean, this whole weekend, every loss was a heartbreaking loss because it was last second. All these teams, both teams had a chance to win in every one of those games. The divisional round was amazing. But Tom Brady is visibly the most distraught when a loss like that happens. And I think that goes with the insane competitor part that he is. He's got to be – it's not just that he's a world-class athlete. He is the most insane competitor, I think, that we've seen in sports since Michael Jordan.
I don't think it's just the loss of the game. Like all of a sudden you have so it's over, right? Your season's over, and
it's because everybody's asking you about your future.
And it's emotional because they know that's the end of that season,
right.
So everyone starts looking forward. But you start to see Aaron Rodgers go, I don't want to be a part of a rebuild. You see Sean Payton get to the end of the season and go,
I don't know if I want to do this anymore.
Tom Brady, Bruce Arians, and it's not the loss of the game. It's the amount of energy and focus and effort that it takes to like get there. Like the grind of an NFL season is just so physically and emotionally and mentally just draining. Like it just takes so much. You see, that's what you see. That's what you see from like Josh Allen. So you go, okay, we've got to wind this thing up again and start all over. And they talk about how hard it is to repeat a championship. It's because everybody's gunning for you. Every week, you're playing a Super Bowl every single week against every opponent you have if you're the Super Bowl champion. And so it wears on you because you're so competitive. And I don't care what you say, it's hard to play at that level, that championship level, every single week of the season. Like it just wears you out. So you get to 45, or you get to like Bruce Arians, and you're in your 60s, and you just go, man, I don't know that I want to put myself through this anymore. I've kind of reached the limit. You saw that with the Atlanta Falcons when they lost that Super Bowl, and it literally just took all of the air out of an organization forever, for so long. And I don't know that they've recovered from it. So it's a hard thing to say, yeah, do I really want to go back and do this all over again? I don't know. I mean, with Tom Brady, I don't know that he can find enough motivation anymore. I mean, maybe he could get mad at the officials.
Give it a few months.
No, maybe he could get mad at the officials, you know, and just say, hey, they called me for a personal foul in the game. I mean, maybe he uses that as motivation. Because, I mean, really, what else is there? I mean, really, there's nothing left at this point.
Here's what Tom Brady had to say, very long-winded, about what his future looks like.
I haven't put a lot of thought into it, so, you know, we'll just take it day by day and see where we're at.
There you go.
I think he said that because I don't think he thought he was going to lose this week.
No, I mean, that's why he hasn't put any thought into it.
He's like, yeah,
shoot. There's no space in the brain at that point except for anything but preparation.
I think his last year in New England, I actually think he thought about it before the season was over. I think he thought a lot about it. I think he said, I know this is going to be the end of it for me here. I think in Tampa, because there's nothing left for Tom Brady now. It's not like I'm going to go to another team.
My favorite part
about it's kind of like, am I just going to stay or am I going to be done?
My favorite part about all this is, what does Giselle have to say about what Tom Brady's going to do with his decision? It's like, she's going to say what any supportive partner is going to say. Look, I love Tom, and whatever he wants to do, like, come on, man. He's a competitor. He's the best that's ever played his position.
Here's the challenge with that.
Got to do it.
If you go, look, I don't think you want to say anything. I think because you don't want to come back later on and go regret.
Right.
I wished I would have played another year or you know, just. And it's probably that thing, and I felt this, and they would be the advice I gave anyone. I don't care what people say. Play as long as you have a desire to play. And I don't even care about how good your skills are, because that's what I always hear. Oh, you want to go out on top? I don't ever want to go out where my skills have diminished.
Almost nobody can do that.
But I'm just telling you, play as long as you can. Get it out of your system, regardless of the kind of success you have, regardless of whether you win or lose or whatever, because there's no going back when it's over. And I think that applies to really anything we do in life. Just get it out of your system. Give it everything you have. I mean, because, you know, our radio show, probably next year I'll be done. You know, so right now I'm giving it all.
I love this idea of, like, every once in a while Scott just drops a, you know, I don't know. Don't ask me about next year. I don't know. I don't know what I want to do. You know, I mean, right now I really enjoy doing the radio show.
I mean, if you listen to our five fans who hate us, they'd probably be glad maybe we'd be done this weekend. I don't know. Done with the show.
Oh. Scott, come on. I hate us too. All right?
I hate myself.
My self-esteem can't get any lower. Every person in this business has the lowest self-esteem that you could imagine. All right. We'll take a break here. We'll come back.
Done with this? Oh.
No, we're not done. No, we got to come back. This segment, yeah, we're way past.
I was just getting started.
No, I know. You blew right past the break here. No. What am I going to do? Stop Scott Mitchell from Telling everybody he's going to retire in a year? What was that about? That's new news to me.
I don't know that I can rewind it again after this loss.
All right.
Can't take it anymore.
We'll come back next hour. We've got our Rocky Mountain Chevy Dealers Play of the Week. You don't want to miss that. We'll come back, talk a little bit about a lot of things still. So around the corner, still have some jazz to talk about. 2-minute drills around the corner. You don't want to miss any of it. It's all up on 97.5 Total Video, The Zone Sports Network.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.